Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us for the ninth installment of Reflections on Shabbos. There is an interesting pasuk in relation to Shabbos. It says, Sheshes yamim ta'avod v'yasisa kol melachtecha. For 6 days you will work and you will do all of your work. What a strange statement. For 6 days you'll do all of your work. And then on the seventh day will be Shabbos and you'll rest. What do you mean I'll do all of my work for 6 days? I don't know if it's all of my work. Sometimes I do well. Sometimes I do poorly. I don't know if it's all of my work. So Rashi brings down on their pasuk that you veinecha ki'ilu asua, that it should be in your eyes as if you've completely done the work. In other words, the Torah is saying, for 6 days you should work, and as you come into Shabbos, you should feel like this is all the work you have to do. So that's an interesting idea. The point seems to be, come Friday night, don't worry about business, don't worry about your career. Okay, nice idea. Rav Eliyahu Dessler has a very interesting concept on this. And Rav Eliyahu Dessler says that it's much more profound than just try to forget about the worries of the week. What's Shabbos really about? What Shabbos is really about is a recognition that not only did God create the world, but as we've mentioned earlier in the series, God continues to run the world, which means my success from the week that's ended, from the week that will be beginning as of tomorrow night, is rooted in two factors. I have to put forth effort, but once I put forth effort, it's totally up to God to bring the success. Which means, as long as I'm working, as long as I'm trying, as long as I'm doing whatever it is that I can and should be doing, I don't have to worry about anything else. The more I believe that God created the world, the more I believe that God runs the world, the more I understand I don't have to worry and I shouldn't be worrying. That's the concept of Shabbos. So Rav Dessler says that what it means in that idea cited by Rashi is that in your mind it should be that all of your work has been done come Friday night. What we're really saying is something very important, which is that the more I think about Shabbos, the more I understand whatever happened, happened. I did mine. The rest is God's department. Rav Chaim Friedlander takes that idea and he says, we have this concept, which we referred to earlier in the series, that throughout the week, I always have to be looking forward towards Shabbos. So we've understood that in different ways. We've understood it as anticipating Shabbos. I don't know if we mentioned it or not. There's a source that talks about setting aside nice foods for Shabbos. But Friedlander says, based on this idea from Rav Dessler, we can go to a totally different place. Every day during the week that I'm working, I have to keep on remembering Shabbos, that lesson that I hopefully internalized last Shabbos, that it's not about me as long as I'm putting forth effort. God's the one who runs the world. So as I'm working so hard on this deal and as I'm working so hard on that deal, I need to remember that perhaps asking in my prayers for things to work will be a tremendous merit. I need to remember that being extremely diligent and honesty in my business will be a tremendous merit that things should work out, in addition to being the correct way to be anyway. And I need to remember that come what may, I always have to take a step back and say, it's not all in my hands. And I need to remember that throughout the week. That's where Friedlander's approach. And he adds that it's a very interesting thing. We find very strong connections between Shabbos and the man, that food that came down from heaven when Bnei Yisrael were in the desert. The first time Moshe Rabbeinu formally teaches the Jews, at least explicitly in the Psukim, about Shabbos is when the man came. He explains to them their Shabbos restrictions vis-a-vis the man. We cited earlier in the series, it says during the days of creation that God blessed the Shabbos. A very famous medrash cited by Rashi is God blessed the Shabbos with a double portion of the man. So Rav Friedlander asks, why is there such a strong connection between Shabbos and the man? So he says, based on everything we've been describing today, it makes perfect sense. The man was food sent literally from heaven. The more I think about the man, the more I hopefully understand that everything that comes in my life, all my financial success, really is a gift from God. And that's a very practical lesson of Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos and the Mun at their cores are directly related. Therefore, the connection, therefore the importance of the attitude that come Shabbos, I have to believe that I've done whatever there is for me to do, and therefore the essential nature of always remembering Shabbos throughout the week. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.